here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 16th of January, 2015. It's the birthday of Mary Carr, born in Groves, Texas, 1955. Had a rough childhood, parents both heavy drinkers. Dad worked at an oil refinery. Her mom was an artist who'd been married numerous times. But her mom was a voracious reader, about the only real escapism that the small town offered. And as Carr said once in an interview, reading is socially accepted disassociation. You flip a switch and you're not there anymore. It's better than heroin, more effective and cheaper and legal. Mary Carr became a poet who then became famous as a memoirist, wrote her first memoir, The Liar's Club, because she needed the money. It took her 2.5 years because she only worked on it every other weekend when her son was with his father. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for more than a year. She followed it up with 2 more memoirs, Cherry and Lit. It's the birthday of Susan Sontag, New York City, 1933, grew up in Tucson, Los Angeles, went to the University of Chicago, moved to New York, 1959, a single mother with a 7-year-old child, $70, and 2 suitcases, and began to write essays on culture for Partisan Review. One in particular became famous called Notes on Camp, and why camp should be taken seriously as a sort of good taste of bad taste. Wrote an essay called Against Interpretation, in which she argued that people should stop trying to analyze and interpret art and just enjoy the experience. It was on this date in 1605, Book One of Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes was published, about the middle-aged landowner from a village in La Mancha, stays awake at night reading books about chivalry, forgets to eat and sleep, believes the stories are true, and sets off on his skinny horse in a heroic quest to resurrect old-fashioned chivalry and heroism in the modern world. Here's a poem for today by Marie Howe entitled The Game. And on certain nights, maybe once or twice a year, I'd carry the baby down, and all the kids would come, all 9 of us together, and we'd build a town in the basement from boxes and blankets and overturned chairs, and some lived under the pool table or in the bathroom or the boiler room or in the toy cupboard under the stairs, and you could be a man or a woman, a husband or a wife or a child, and we bustled around like a day in the village until one of us turned off the lights, switch by switch, and slowly it became night and the people slept. Our parents were upstairs with company or not fighting, and one of us, it was usually a boy, became the town crier, and he walked around our little sleeping population and told the hours with his voice. And this was the game. 9 o'clock and all is well, he'd say, walking like a constable we must have seen in a movie. And what we called an hour passed. 10 o'clock and all is well. And maybe somebody stirred in her sleep or a grown-up baby cried and was comforted. 11 o'clock and all is well. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And it went on like that. Through the night, we made up until we could pretend it was morning. The Game, a poem by Marie Howe from What the Living Do, published by Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.